For your Saturday morning, we've got you covered with all things sport with a side of carry-on.
Calling all my friends for the weekend. This is what we're gonna do.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle. Nestle in a semi-disorderly manner.
Ryan Daniels, Danny Shuey and Tom Atkinson. Take it away.
Yes, good morning. Welcome to it. Saturday morning. It's a wet, dreary morning outside. It's been, musical chairs from a talent, so-called talent point of view here at Triple M on Saturday mornings. I'm back. The baby is sleeping.
Hey,
thank God.
Papa Tommy.
As we start and say a good morning and welcome to Ryan Daniels. Hello, Rhino.
Hello, Tommy. I'm very good. Thank you for asking, which you didn't. But you, how are you going? You're sleeping?
I'm sleeping.
You going okay?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I'm like the sub. I'm like Nat 5 today.
Yeah, you come in when you're needed and then you hit the bench again.
Do a good job.
Yep.
Make sure nobody's angry.
Yep.
Back to the bench.
There will be a time when you are right online with Mama.
Yeah.
But right now, you're the sub vest.
I will never be on time with
Mama.
Do
what you need to do.
And I'm Vinky, if you're listening, thank God you're at home. And as we say, because again, Danny, who we need an investigation of, she's been in this job for what?
I know.
8 weeks?
I know.
Already had 2 weeks off, but that means we do get the lovely, talented, better half of the Rush Hour, Katie Lamb. Good morning, Katie.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I was delighted when my alarm went off at about 6:45 and it was raining, it was cold, it was still dark, and I thought, I'm so glad I agreed to fill in for Danny today.
You know what you're getting? Get up and come in and sit in a room with me and Tommy for two hours.
It's great. And Tommy's just always a ray of sunshine as well. So, it's good.
Ready to go.
Yeah. Where is Danny today? She was doing the four-wheel drive show where she's driving around pretending she knows about four-wheel drives and camping.
So I saw on the socials, she's in Melbourne, right? So she's gone with the Eagles on that plane they have where the fans and stuff can go.
The junket plane.
Must be a hard laugh, I reckon.
Very tough at the top. And she's taken the kids. But Luke's not even playing.
Well, they probably planned it when he was playing.
But they still probably get flown over and she gets to go to Melbourne for a holiday. Like, why wouldn't you? I would.
But knowing Luke, you probably think he wouldn't be playing at the start of the year.
Oh, jeez, Tommy. My God.
92.9, Triple M.
I'm doing a great job so far.
Hey, massive game today for the Fremantle. Well, yeah, sort of.
I wasn't
for the Fremantle Dockers. Starlight round, which
huge.
Is fantastic.
Yeah, raise a lot of money for sick kids.
And their social media team's done a great job capturing the journey of young Rowan.
Oh, he is so funny. He's coming for all of our jobs, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, funny you say that, because he literally is coming in for an audition for your job today.
Really?
Yeah. He's coming.
I'm so excited. He is so funny.
He's great. He's coming in the studio.
Like, and you can actually work with someone who can talk properly rather than
Andrew Embley.
Exactly.
Oh, so maybe he replaces Embers.
Well, I hope so, Ryan. I hope so.
If we had more staff in this morning, we could knock up the intro and take Embers out and put Rowan in. But Rowan's also bringing a stack of Dockers tickets, and I'm talking a big stack.
Huge stack.
So all throughout the show this morning, make sure you stay listening. We'll give you your chance to win tickets for the Dockers tonight. And I hear they are undercover, so you won't get one.
Well, it's only going to rain till like 3 o'clock and then it's going to be beautiful.
Is it?
Apparently.
Because I'm down on the boundary.
I checked.
I tell you what, Ryan, if it rains, I will be in the commentary box pretending I'm on the boundary.
No doubt.
There is no chance I'm on the boundary.
I've got to play netball at 4 p.m, so that's good news for me, Ryan.
Wet weather netball, love it.
Yeah, it's outdoor.
We'll get into your sporting prowess next. But first up, last night the Brisbane Lions are flying. They are top of the table as they, just ran through Carlton.
Charlie Cameron shovels out a little handball to Gunston. This time he proves cheap. He's still got a bit of life in him. Gets it to Joey Danaher. 55 out. He can load up from here and go far.
Out the back goes Zach Bailey. The ball fell to him and Zach Bailey kicks his third.
They get it inside 50. It spills out the back to Charlie Cameron and that says goodnight.
And there's the siren. Brisbane Lions, their season is up and about at the moment.
Massive game from the Brisbane Lions. They are red hot. Tipped them for the flag before the season started. Thank you very much.
Was a trumpet sound?
Yep. No, it wasn't exactly a difficult tip. I mean, they're a great side. But they did start the season a little slow, right? Yeah. And we were like, what's wrong with the Lions? But they seem to have clicked into gear. Carlton, on the other hand, I'm officially declaring that I will never tip them again in a 50-50 game.
Well, you know what? One thing Andrew Embley is good at is last night he said that he was tipping the Lions. I had tipped Carlton as well.
Right.
I literally changed my tip to Brisbane I reckon, 5 seconds to go until bounce out.
I hate people like you.
I just got in and it paid off. And Embers, if you're listening, thank you.
I've just stopped doing footy tipping.
It's the worst.
Because you're bad at it?
It ruins my weekend.
Yeah. It's the worst.
Yeah. Well, it's the only thing that gets me really super involved. So that's why I do it, because then I have an interest.
But what do you win, though, at the end of the year?
Shame.
Glory. Glory.
So last week, Charlie Curnow, he was the man. He kicked 9 goals, was everywhere. Last night, 1 goal. So Brisbane's key defenders did a hell of a good job shutting him down. Jack Payne, he was excellent. And obviously Harris Andrews is a really, really good player. But they just could not fire at all, the Blues. And now they're sitting sort of 4-3. You had a good stat, Tom.
Yeah, so they're 5-9 their last 14. So they won 5 games from their last 14 games. And they've beaten the Giants twice, who are no good.
Yep.
They've beaten North Melbourne, who are
no good.
They've beaten West Coast, who are
awful.
Awful.
Yep. Awful.
And they beat Geelong in round two when they weren't even fit and weren't even that good. So on that form, they cannot play finals based on that form.
Mm.
And I'm going to go as far as saying, are they the worst team to support?
Yeah. Not this year.
Essendon's right up there.
Yeah.
Those two teams
are pretty awful. Essendon don't promise and show you. They're like when you're on Tinder, right? And you...
excuse me, Tommy. And you're in it full time.
Back in my glory days.
Oh, okay.
And you're swiping through and you see someone and you go, oh, she's way out of my league. I'm just going to match it anyway.
Just in case.
Then they write back and say, hey, how are you going?
Catfish.
And you go, this is great.
Tommy. And then Tommy sent 30 grand because she was going to fly over from the UK. But then something fell through at the last minute.
So they tease you. They tease you with one message saying, how are you going? Then they don't reply ever again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tommy
got
his heart broken on Tinder, didn't he?
Yeah.
They're just a little fluffer. They fluff you up. Charlie Curnow fluffs you up. And then gives you nothing.
I know. It's like that guy that literally, it was just on the news the other day, but he went over to Sophie Monk's house. He thought he was speaking to Sophie Monk this whole time.
No, he didn't.
So he's sort of like Carlton.
He had it coming.
Of course.
Come on, mate.
And if you saw him, bless him, but if you saw him, come on, mate.
I'm glad you said it, not me.
Well, somebody had to.
So he had no grasp of reality.
If Sophie Monk went for him, we have got a lot going on. Then Tommy's got all of the chance in the world for Miranda Kerr.
Miranda Kerr.
Anyway, back to the footy. Brisbane, very good. Carlton, not very good.
Yeah, basically, that's what we pulled from last night. We can overreact to single games, but that stat that you just had there tells me that there's a form line here of them just being not great against great sides and beating up on the sides that really aren't up to scratch. They got the Bulldogs next week. This is Carlton, who are very similar to them in that regard. And then they play Collingwood, which is really tough. So, look, I'm not sold on Carlton. Talent-wise, they're a top-four side. I've been saying for a very long time, I'm not sure Michael Voss is the right guy to coach that team. Tactically, if his last name was Smith, are we sure Michael Voss would be a coach again? It was a disaster in Brisbane. He went to Port Adelaide for a while as an assistant, and then he gets a job because his last name is Voss, because he's one of the all-time greats.
He started so well last year, and now it's fallen off a cliff.
He's got so much talent. Like, they've got that many A-graders, Curnow, Mackay, Wietering, Walsh, Cripps. These are not just good players. These are top-tier AFL A-grade players. And then under that, there's probably another 7 or 8 guys who are good, solid B, and you could argue even B-pluses, the Cherers of the world, the Acres of the world. The Hewitts, like, these guys are really good players.
Okay.
He's not getting it done.
So Ryan hates Carlton and says Michael Voss will be sacked. We are off to see West Coast take on Richmond after this. And I'm told it's absolutely bucketing down in Melbourne.
Really?
Pissing down. So the Eagles might be able to keep it to 4 or 5 goals.
Mm.
92.9 Triple M. Next up, we find out all about Katie's sporting prowess, and stay listening for your chance to win Dockers tickets. Hopefully the rain stays away for the game tonight. It's a massive game, Ryan.
Huge game. Big game for the Dockers. They have to win this game. Without a win tonight, I'm ready to almost put a line through the season. Now, luckily enough, Tommy.
Yes.
They brought in the big guns.
They've got
the biggest. Yeah, Nat Fyfe's
Nat Fyfe's back.
Nat Fyfe's in. But I'm not talking about Nat Fyfe.
Okay.
I'm talking about the other big gun.
They're bringing back Pavlich.
No, bigger than Pav.
Really?
Bigger than Pav.
Mundy.
No, bigger than Mundy. Rowan. He's into the
Rowan!
Side. Rowan's into the side. That voice you can hear is young Rowan. He is a huge, huge Dockers fan and has been inside that club in the inner sanctum all week. Any problems that they've had to start the year, Rowan has had a word to him. He's told me he's fixed the problems. They're going to win tonight. There's absolutely no doubt in his mind. Am I right, Rowan?
Yeah, well, Hawthorn's second last. So if they lose, It's like what I said last night. It's going to be a horrible, horrible time for them.
So true. Rowan, you've spent a lot of time now. You did the captain's run yesterday.
Yep.
You kicked some goals with the AFLW girls, Hayley.
Yeah, and Mickey.
And you've got a mean kick on you as well.
Oh, thanks.
So at this rate, you could literally pop on a jersey and go and play for the Dockers.
Oh, I don't mean like right now. No, not even close.
Now, we should mention, of course, it is Starlight Round this weekend for the Fremantle Dockers.
Yeah, that's right.
21st year, Ryan, they've raised $2 million, and that's why Rowan, of course, is here for the game.
Yes, the Purple Haze game tonight, which is always an unbelievable occasion. You go, everybody has such a great vibe to it. Dockers are wearing a special jumper that they've made, the Starlight Captain Starlight jumper, which is so cool. I'm sure you've managed to get one of those, Rowan. If you haven't yet, you're
going
to ask.
Oh, yeah, I've got one.
Good.
Can you I've got two.
Get me one. I'm keen to get one as well. It's a fantastic cause. Tell us about how this came about from you, Rowan, and your journey, because you came here, you're not even from Perth. You come over from the east, you're in a hotel, and this week's been pretty special. Tell us about your week.
Well, first of all, when I arrived here, it was late night, so we got the hotel at Pan Pacific.
Ooh,
very nice. Yeah.
Lovely.
Not far from here. Then we went over to where the HQ is, where they do some of the training.
Out at Coburn, yep.
Yep, Coburn. And then after that, they like introduced each other, and then they had lunch, and it was like plastic wrap over an entire table with like spaghetti and meatballs just laid out.
No, I saw that. Yeah. And did they just eat it off the table?
Yeah.
What, with their hands, or did you have bowls?
Oh, no, you got... Yeah, bowls and four.
Yeah, they're not savages, Tommy. Pretty cool, though. Don't know what you do at your home.
That's pretty cool, though. Like, do they do that all the time?
Oh, no, I've never seen, like, anyone else do that. But it was pretty special. Like, yeah. I've never seen it.
Did you eat a lot? Because those boys can devour the carbs.
Oh, I ate a bit, but... You should talk to Sonny Walters about that. He's a literal vacuum.
Vacuum and Dyson.
Well, he needs all his energy if he's going to keep kicking goals of the year contenders. Yeah. I mean, that was a pretty special goal. Who's your favourite player and who have you met this week
So far this week, I've met most of the Starlight ambassadors like Michael Frederick, Liam Henry and Sonny Walters.
Yep.
But my favourite player's got to be Michael Frederick, a.k.a. Fast Freddy.
Oh, Fast
the
Freddy.
Backflip king.
Have you tried to do a backflip, Rowan?
I've tried, but yeah.
I saw some vision of you doing breakdancing. Very good.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Right? Yeah. Do you have one of those games at home? What is it called?
Just Dance.
Just Dance. Do you have that?
Oh, yeah. I have the 2020 version, I think.
Wow.
There's a shout out to Kate and Mike outside. Looks like he needs the new version of the game.
Yeah, that's Mum and Dad sitting there listening. You just write that down. Yeah, there we go. So, mate, you've declared that they have to win tonight. What have you thought about Fremantle's season so far? Give me the rundown, because I have to analyse it every day. I want to hear your side of the story.
Well, from my perspective, it looks pretty good. Well, they've gone better than they have been a few years ago. A few years ago, they were like bottom of the ladder. So if you compare that to now, they've gone in very well.
I like that.
That's optimism.
That glass, is glass half, half, glass half, half full.
Tommy's a glass half empty kind of guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't believe in positivity, but I love that vibe from you. Now, you were going to do this. So you've come over from the east. You're in a hotel. You got all the swag this week. You were going to do this a couple of years ago, but then it got canned.
Yeah, so COVID hit, just so we got over, then they shut the borders, and then they moved the game all the way down to Tasmania, so we couldn't fly to Tassie.
Oh, man.
Lucky you didn't have to go there. WA is much nicer for you. So what are you doing today? Are you running out with a team?
Yeah, so around 4-3, I don't know which one, I will be running out through the banner, I think.
Oh, yeah, good.
That is so cool. That would be so much fun.
Do you know
excited?
There's like, it's going to be like 45, 50,000 people there.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot. Like, I bet the entire stadium will be full. Every chair will be filled.
Well, absolutely. Rowan, they should be.
At 11 years old, you speak very well. You're very good on the camera. You've got a future in media. What do you reckon?
Yeah, probably. Well, I'm a public speaker in my place, Central Coast, which is right next to the water. So basically, I just flew in the entire Australia across.
Oh, yeah, because you're coming from one coast to the other.
Amazing.
Well, I think Katie's looking because she's got a co-host in the afternoons that she works with. Have you heard of Andrew Embley? Used to play for the Eagles a very long time ago.
Oh, the Eagles. Oh.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, sorry.
Katie's been looking around for a better version of him. So maybe you're up for that gig.
Looking around for another co-host. So if you're free and would like to join the team, we're on air in the afternoons, pretty cruisy.
You'd have to move here, though.
Yeah, and get out of school.
Yeah.
Oh, getting out of school sounds way better.
All right. If you want to see Rowan tonight, you can go along to the game. And of course, everyone should donate. A couple of $1 million they've raised at Dockers. Do a great job with Starlight.
It's amazing. And Starlight is phenomenal. Anyone who's ever been involved with them, it changes lives.
Fanspledge.org.au. Now, before we go, Rowan, what's your favourite number?
Oh, that's really hard. I'm going to have to say maybe like 10 or 13.
Okay, well, let's do both of them. So number 10, number 13, 133353. Rowan has bought a stack of Dockers tickets.
He has.
So we're going to give away a couple
I'm
of doubles
broke,
now.
By the way.
Spencer, that's good gear.
That's good.
133353, call a 10 and call a 13. If you want to go to the game tonight, you can go see young Rowan. Run through the banner. Rowan, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Rowan.
Go well tonight. Can you give us a little bit of a Frio chant or a message for him?
Frio, if you don't win, I don't know what will happen, but you better win.
Better win, Frio. Come on, Frio.
Go, Frio.
Surely tonight's the night. I reckon they'll win for you, Rowan.
I reckon they will win.
That's my call.
Good luck, Rowan. Hopefully you can go to the game tonight. 133353 if you win those tickets. If not, you can hear the game live here on Triple M 92.9. It's your weekend huddle. How good was young Rowan before?
Oh, my God. He's amazing. He speaks so well. He's only 11 years old.
I know. The confidence, the swagger. So confident. I love it. He's a gun.
The boss has already texted me saying, can you make him a regular on the station?
He doesn't live here.
Come on. Come on, Tim.
Big budget at Triple M. We'll get him flown over every week.
We're all just trying to keep our jobs here.
Yeah, exactly.
Coming up next. Katie, we're going to find out about your sporting prowess.
Do we have enough time?
Oh, we've heard stories that you aren't bad.
Well, what, from me?
Literally just from you. Yeah,
yeah. And we've got a stack more Dockers tickets to give away. 133353, we're going to tell you what to call right now. Living End, 92.9, Triple M. Hey, coming up after 9 o'clock, just got a text back from the great man, Michael Barlow.
Oh.
Alumni here at Triple M.
TV star.
Yeah, he has a new show on Channel 7 with Xavier Ellis.
I saw that little photo shoot. Very cute.
He'll be on the show just after 9 o'clock, so we'll find out his thoughts, how that show's going, and also on the Fremantle Dockers in their season.
Yeah, he can give some insight into what's been going wrong and what needs to change. And we deal with very talented sports people all the time, Tommy.
We do.
Extremely talented. The best of the best.
Yep, every week here at Triple M.
Every week. And yet none of them compare to Katie Lamb, from what I'm told.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Many are saying that she's the greatest athlete to never go pro.
I heard they were going to make an ESPN 30 for 30 about her sporting career.
That's what I heard too. I'd watch that.
Yeah.
Stuff the coronation. That's what I'm watching tonight.
Exactly. You know what? Being on the drive show with Andrew Embley, you know, it's all about him. It's all about the Norm Smith. Premiership player.
Yep. Me.
Norm Embley.
What about my many achievements? You know, I've probably got more medals than Andrew Embley.
Do you?
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So give us your bit. What were you best at? What was your standard?
Netball's my sport, right? So I still play netball.
Hold on. Guess the position.
WD?
Yeah.
No, I'm not WD.
The WD, the little scrapper. No?
I'm a WA and I'm a centre.
Okay.
The
boss.
The boss. And I started playing, you know, when you start playing netball in year three, it's netter. But me and one other girl were the only ones to go play our netter team. And then we would run over and play for the year five.
Oh, the double banger.
Right, you were the elite. Elite.
Yeah, and we were so much better than all the year fives as well.
Okay.
You know, one cross country every year from year one to year seven. In year nine, I broke the shot put record. Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Ever thought about that? It was actually really embarrassing because we were in a whole school assembly and they were being like, oh, you know, in year nine, this is like peak when you're trying to like, you know, get a boyfriend and whatnot.
Sure.
And so then in athletics, they were calling out all these records and this person, that person. And then all of a sudden, Katie Lamb broke the shot put record, absolutely smashed it out of the park.
Big husky.
I had to get up and walk up. And my sister's in year 12 and she goes, how embarrassing. And I was like walking, just trying to be all like femme city.
Yeah. Shot put is not
Well, it's not the most feminine. It's not the most feminine.
No.
Sport.
And
it's,
you were at a...
You got to be pretty husky to win the shot put.
Mixed sex private school, right?
So I was. John 23rd. Yeah. John 23rd, yeah.
Right. Must be nice.
Yeah. It was nice. Thank you.
Very fancy.
Anyway, I was going through and I had won the cross country 11 years in a row.
Wow.
This had never happened to John 23rd before, 12 years in a row.
So you went there from year one right through to you're still winning.
Pre-primary, in fact, but wow. No cross country in pre-primary.
Sure. You would have won it though if it was one.
Of course.
Yep.
And I get to year 12 and this is it. This is never happened before. There has been the biggest hype, the biggest
build-up. People were aware of it?
People were aware of it because I was making them very aware of it. And we get there and the day is there and I've got my little headphones in, I've got my shorts on, and I'm off to go. And the gun goes and I'm out to a good start flying.
Sure.
Yeah. About a K in, I get what feels like somebody has just stabbed me in the lower abdomen, right? And I'm running and I'm like, oh my God, I've still got another 2K to go. And I am slowing down dramatically.
You're in front at this point.
I'm in front.
Of course.
And then anyway, I'm running. I get taken over because I'm now like hunched over. We're up on the oval, sort of about like 800 meters to go.
Oh.
Everyone's looking. This girl's just taken in front.
She can't believe it.
And I thought, well, I can't come second, so I'm just going to bail out. And I've literally crouched over and fallen off a ledge, needed to make it a bit more dramatic than what it probably needed to be. Anyway, I ended up going to the doctor because I was like, this isn't a stitch. This is like a cyst popped on my liver.
Jesus.
Exactly.
Right in the middle of the race.
I mean, yeah.
I had the sad trombone to play, but I can't play it now.
No.
Because it's actually quite sad. Yeah. Anyway, there has been many sporting achievements in my life that I do celebrate, but that is one that eats away at me. I reckon I think about it at least once a week.
The cyst.
Yeah, the sporting files. I've got one for you.
That'd be part of the 30 for 30 for sure. Yeah, that'd be the dramatic part.
It was about 7 or 8 as the swimming carnival. I thought I was pretty good.
He would have been.
Swimming back in the day.
What are they called?
The cock jocks.
The cock jocks.
Yeah,
I
got the budget smugglers.
The
banana hammocks.
I'd love
hammocks.
To see Tommy in a budget smuggler.
Hello.
No, I wouldn't.
Only fans, here we come. And I, starting block.
Yep.
25 metres for
freestyle.
Young kids.
Yep.
Freestyle. Dive in. Just start smashing it away.
Yeah.
Get to the front. Yes.
Oh, here we go.
Win. Cool. Look around. No one else is there yet.
Oh, no. Oh, it was a false start.
No, it was jumped. Breaststroke.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, when you're swimming carnivals, especially the kids, and they dive in, but it's a false start, but there's that one kid that doesn't hear it.
It just keeps going.
All the way to the end, and you're like, oh, sweetie, now you need to do it again, and you're tired.
Right. So they didn't give you the ribbon, obviously.
No.
Them. No.
I just got shamed. Okay. It was like Game of Thrones when they walk down the thing, like, shame. 133353.
Yeah.
We can't be alone here. So sporting fails could be from junior days, senior days, whatever you've got, Rhino. Mm. You've got one as well.
I'll got one up my sleeve. I'll keep for the after the break. It's sad. Very sad.
133353. I feel quite sad with that story. Katie still thinks about her. Surely other people out there have got a similar kind of story. Up for grabs today. $100 to spend at the Market City Tavern and a Craigie Tavern voucher as well. $150 to spend down there. So some great prizes. 133353. Make us feel like we're not alone. Sporting failures.
Yes.
Could be your kids.
Did you poop your pants halfway through a race?
Oh, yeah.
That happens.
False start.
Not to me, but it happens.
Well, what's that smell right now?
133353, what's your sporting fail? Katie, 133353, tell us about your sporting achievement. You quickly told a story about your cyst or something when you were running.
Well, yeah, I was going for 12 years in a row, never been done before at John 23rd to win the cross country 12 years in a row. And in year 12, I'm out in front and then all of a sudden, cyst popped on my liver, bent over, fell off a wall. Probably a bit dramatic, but... And I still think about it at least once a week. And I'm 33 now, so it's been a while. It's like, get over it. But...
You should go back and do that race again.
Yeah, I've said that I'd do that and I'd beat the girl who won time and then it's like, you know what, who cares?
Rhino.
Okay, so I'll take you back. It's year 4, right? I've never really done anything in terms of anything athletically before. Never been interested in sport. It comes to the 800-meter race, final race of the day, right? So year 4s and year 5s are all running together.
Yeah, nice.
But you only win if you're year 4, right? Then year 5 has their own trophies. But I've never done anything, but every kid goes in this race. There's a kid that wins every single race. His name's Sean. Good mate of mine. He was my best friend at the time. Sean Preston, he was a gun. Anyway, so the gun goes and hey, I can run, right? Never think, this is like Forrest Gump in the early part when the leg restraints come off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is me. I'm running going, hold on a minute. Yeah. And I'm going super quick, right? Now we get to the last 800 meters for a 10-year-old. Far, yeah. Very far. So anyway, we've come around the final bend. And I'm not just beating Sean. Right. Well, Sean's just in front, but I'm beating all the year fives as well.
Oh, my God.
Right. They're right behind me. Anyway, Sean's just in front, maybe 20 metres in front, and I'm rounding the final bend.
This is your moment.
Come around the corner. Sean's labouring, just like you. Maybe he had assist.
No doubt.
And I just pushed right past, and I win that race by 60 metres.
Oh, my God.
Now, I get to the end, though, and there's all the officials are just whispering to themselves and talking, and there's a bit of a fuss. And they've come over to me, and they said, oh, well, you elbowed Sean as you ran past it.
Oh, no.
So we're going to give you the second place ribbon, and we're going to give Sean the first place ribbon.
Well, there's no rules against elbowing somebody.
And I don't think I did. To this day, I am adamant that I am innocent. But apparently, as I did round the corner, my basketball coach from year seven told me, you ran right through him.
Yeah, gave him a little how you going.
He struggled a little bit.
Well, Sean sounds weak.
But yeah. I still haven't recovered.
Grow up, Sean.
Give me the first place ribbon.
Totally.
He's probably still got it.
133353, your sporting fails. Amanda in Midland. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Hey,
good,
Amanda. Sporting fail for you?
Oh, yeah, and I can still remember it like it was yesterday.
Mother.
What happened, Amanda?
I was playing netball back in the day. I was goal attack. We were in the grand final, and my Achilles goes twang, and me being me, stubborn, and going, we're going to win. I pushed through, we got the winning goal, but I kind of regretted it later.
And, you played through a snapped Achilles.
Yes, I mean, was very stupid.
But you still got the win, Amanda?
We did. We won by a goal.
It's not a sporting foul at all.
this sounds like the greatest heroic story I've ever heard.
This sounds like a heroic story. Are you just calling it to rub salt in the wounds or what?
No. According to me, the Achilles was the worst thing. I'm now 42 and I suffer immense arthritis.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. So this is like long-term, a 30-year injury now that you've carried. I get it. Right. I get it.
Yep. So go shopping. I can't handle going in the cold section. Today's weather is awful. And
oh.
What happened?
And it hurts.
Oh, man. Okay, Amanda. Well, I still say it was worth it. Glory lasts forever. And apparently some scars do too, though.
All right. Thanks, Amanda. Let's go to Mick in Armidale. Mick, what happened with you, your sporting fail, mate?
Oh, year seven cross country at Perry Lakes.
Yeah, not well.
We weren't running around the actual stadium because it was 2Ks. We had to go up through the bush tracks and stuff and then come back to the stadium.
Yep.
I had this kid next to me. I think he was from, I don't know, Bull Creek School or something. And I bumped him, but he reckons I pushed him. I pushed him into the bush to keep going.
It's like Sean.
I'm hearing
Sean,
you. Is his name Sean?
Yeah. Hey, hang on. Is this Ryan calling from afar? Anyway, no, you go.
So 20 metres. I kept running for another 20 metres, and I rolled my ankle down this pothole and broke my ankle.
Oh, no.
Oh, Mick.
Were you winning at the time, Mick? Were you in a good spot, do you think?
No, I think we're about 10th, something like that.
You're in the mix.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, that's shattering.
All right, Mick, well, you're down Armidale way, and that is near Market City Meats, which is down in Canning Vale. So let's give Mick,
yes,
$100 to spend at Market City Meats, the heart of the Canning Vale markets and the largest retail butcher shop in WA, supplying families fresh meat for over 35 years.
All yours, Mick.
Enjoy that, Mickey.
Thanks, guys.
It's a bit wet. It's a bit grey outside. Hopefully the rain goes away before tonight because the Dockers have a big game and hopefully Ryan's taken his pyjama T-shirt off by the time he gets to the game tonight.
What's wrong with this?
Oh, I wouldn't have worn that.
I wear it all the time. Should I not be wearing this?
No, it's actually all right. I just don't know if the colour's right.
It's a bit odd. It's like a, what is it? What do you call that? Like
it's
a
khaki, like a green?
Yeah, an army green.
Yeah.
But it's sort of faded. Have you had it for a while?
A long time.
Yeah,
I would have worn this shirt 500 times.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, throw it out.
Michelle.
as the fashionistas over here.
Yeah, as you can see.
Have a look at these two. Oh, my goodness. Shocking.
We had Rowan
in
before.
Sleep in those clothes?
Who, of course, is part of the Starlight game tonight for the Dockers.
Yeah, Rowan, what a legend.
Sensational. Mm-hmm. You'll see a few pictures on socials. The chat will be on our podcast on the Listener app. Now, Rowan also bought some footy tickets.
He did.
Very generous
guy. A heap of double passes. So, 1-3-3-5-3 if you want to go to the footy.
That's it.
Right now, that's it.
You don't have to do anything.
No, short
just
and
have
sharp.
To call.
Call. Sean, the producer, will answer it.
One number of caller or something?
We don't 1-3-3-5-3 All right, Katie, what have you got?
Caller number 8.
8.
And I want number 7. Can we give 2?
No, just one. We've got to save one.
All right. We'll just
tease.
Jeez.
Bit of radio craft, Ryan.
She is the guest.
Michael Barlow coming up straight after 9 o'clock and heaps more Dockers tickets in the next hour. 92.9 Triple M. The ever-conquering.
Conquering, yeah. 100%.
All-conquering?
All-conquering.
Yep.
Katie Lamb has taken over the show this morning, of course, part of the rush hour with Embers. We still have more tickets to go to the Dockers tonight, the Starlight game. The Jeff Newman over here, the weatherman, Ryan Daniels, told us the rain will be gone by then.
By 3 p.m., you said.
Sam Jolly, if, you know.
Sure.
More modern, but, you know, Jeff was fantastic at what he did.
Is Jeff the... Seven News.
No, that's Jeff Parry.
Jeff Parry.
Oh, did you say mate. That?
No, Jeff Newman was a...
Oh, Jeff Newman. Sorry.
Did about 40 years of the weather. Yep. A stalwart. Of,
yep. And he still looks exactly the same. Man didn't age.
Perth weather
scene. It's the rain's supposed to stop at around 3 o'clock. So that's perfect.
Beautiful.
Perfect for your walk in.
For us.
What app
get
do
a good
you
seat.
Use? Is it that weather parrot thing?
The basic one. The real basic one.
The one that comes
the
free
one that
the
comes
phone.
Free on your iPhone.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, that's super accurate, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
Okay, thanks, Sam Jolly.
5:30, it's just bucketing down.
Yeah, like, don't blame me.
A tsunami hits.
Okay. And that game, of course, is live right here on Triple M, as is the West Coast and the Richmond game. But next up, though, we'll talk all things Dockers with one of the great alumni here of Triple M. We actually started him off on his media career.
Really?
He was on this show, then we kicked him out.
Mickey? Oh.
Yeah, and we took over the show.
Really?
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Is he going to be cranky about that?
I think he will be. So Mickey Barlow's up next, of course. Fremantle legend. He'll give us the insight for today's game and just how the Dockers are going to go. 92.9 Triple M, it's your weekend huddle. 92.9 Triple M, it's your weekend huddle for a Saturday morning.
Tommy needs some electrolytes.
Yeah,
he's cramping.
Cramping
in the background.
While
doing nothing.
Paddling. Paddling there. Is not nothing, thank you, Ryan.
Oh, right,
my biceps just cramping in the background. Hey, massive game.
Bulging biceps.
What biceps?
Massive game tonight. The Dockers are taking on...
Speaking of massive.
taking on Hawthorn. And we thought, who better to talk to than the man who we launched his media career.
Yep.
And he has a new show on Channel 7 with Xavier Ellis on Monday nights. And, of course, he's a Dockers superstar, Michael Barlow. Good morning, Mick.
Tommy, that's very kindly put of you, but you're just taking my show, you three.
Well, two Mickey.
Of you and Katie's filling in today, Ryan. You stay out of this for a second, all right?
Yeah, don't blame me, Mickey.
I'm coming at you.
So, on a Saturday morning, nowadays I'm... looking after a baby that's just spewed all over herself. I am just lost with what I'm doing. I'm
rudderless.
Running a laundry here in Melbourne that the clothes just don't dry when you put them out because it's too cold and wet. And that's it where my Saturday morning's at instead of having fun with two colleagues. So you've taken my show. You've taken my Saturday mornings. I've got that off my chest. Now let's fire away into tonight.
Well, I'm going to come straight back at you, Mickey. I work at Channel 7. I'm sitting... right there, into my love, my footy, ready to host a show, just ready to go. And little known over there on the East Coast, Michael Barlow scroops in and hosts a show every Monday night with Xavier Ellis. I'm just sitting here going, thanks for the invite.
Yeah, on TV as well, so it gets all the glory.
But they did ask me last week, they said, hey, if Xavier or Mickey can't do it on any week, can you be the fill-in?
No way.
You know what makes it worse?
That was a gut punch.
Is that there was a third spot on the show too.
Oh.
And rather than going for Ryan, they went for Dean Margetts, the umpire.
Dean Margetts.
Umpire.
Yep.
Right. How's the show going, Mick? Monday nights, Channel 7, I think it's 7:30, 7 mates.
7 o'clock, Mick.
Yeah, 7 o'clock, 7 mate, 7 plus. Obviously, your streaming service, so a good start, I think. It's like a good game of football, boys and girls in there. You get out there and you just got to make sure your first 10 minutes isn't too bad.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose the game in the first 10 minutes. Yeah. So, hey, we're going okay. You know, working with Dave, it's obviously going to have some teething issues with how the production goes to air. But
sounds like my life with Embers.
No, I thought the show was great. Hamish Brayshaw in there too. He was excellent. So I think it's got some real legs. So Monday nights, 7 mate. If you can't watch it, pick it up on 7
enough
plus.
Enough of plugging Channel 7.
Jeez.
Triple
come on,
M
Ryan.
This
how good
afternoon,
is Channel 7?
The Dockers take on Hawthorn in the Starlight game. It's wet over here, Mickey. Are the Dockers any chance?
Well, you said, Tommy, the big match. You've just drummed up 14th versus 17th.
Yeah.
Two sides that are going really poorly. But the Dockers have a big chance. You look at the opposition. I think Hawthorn, there is no expectation on Hawthorn. So Hawthorn will come over absolutely with an ambush mentality and thinking there's no expectation. Again, the whole year is a free swing for them. So tonight is no different. And the pressure keeps elevating on the Dockers, 2-5. And in a game, realistically, they should be winning. There'll be some anxieties and some nervousness. But again, I think, like I did say, tongue in cheek before, the first 10, 15 minutes will be really important tonight to make sure that the Dockers don't go out thinking they have to win it in the first 10 or 15. Go out and get themselves into the contest, surround themselves with a really good vocal crowd and get their game going, because it's been a lean month.
Fife, obviously, the sub. Do you reckon we'll see him come on in forward or mid?
He'll go forward. They'll be pretty staunch in the way they've prepared him across the summer. And, there is some issues within the Freo midfield. And there's some scope to put him in there at stages. I think that they will move away from the 100% forward time for Fifey. But, I think play forward, the one game he's played this year, there was no access or fast ball movement into the forward 50 for him. So hopefully that increases for him tonight and he gets a bit better look at it in the forward half.
Now, Mickey, I don't want to over-dramatise because I do hate that in media. Right? But this game, it's not just a game. There'll be, if they lose this game, they'd be 2-6. And from there, you'd think it's pretty, almost not impossible, but very, very difficult to make finals. So two-part question. One, if they lose tonight, do you think it's season Dunsky in terms of finals implications? And two, is that the end of the world based on where they're at? Give me your thoughts on that.
It's a journalistic angle.
I know. Yeah. Real hard here.
And that's why he's not on Monday night right now.
Jesus.
I think there's... Looking at the Freo makeup of... right now, they're miles off a final site, aren't they, in terms of the way they're playing and in terms of a connected unit, but also their individuals are just paddling a little bit. I went through their list and you can probably only find two or three that have either maintained or elevated their performance from last year. So the finals discussion, I think it's just got to be parked. They've got to just start to develop their game and get some improvement out of individuals. And it's a long season. What, you got 23 games? So even tonight, if they do lose, which would, I think, just put a real indicator on where they're at. Yeah. And from there, I think it's more about developing their game and what does it look like into next year and the year after. And because they are still a relatively young group through the midfield, Brayshaw, Sarong. Jackson's come in as a young player and a big-name recruit. Hayden Young in the back half. So they've still got a lot of football in terms of years to play with this group. But I think tonight, if the result does go against them and it's an unsavoury result, and realistically, the way they're playing, they're not playing finals. So that discussion would have to get parked until they start to win some. And off the back of winning some would mean that they're actually playing a better brand of football.
All right, Mick, before we let you go, I have a 10-week-old new boy or baby boy, Luca. You have a relatively new child. Give me one piece of advice you learnt in the first few months of being a dad.
First few months, pick up as many gigs and jobs as you can. Keep yourself in and out of the house. I do get whipped at home a little bit. So I do coach full time and then do a bit of media stuff along the way. And when I do leave the house, Riley often just says to Lonnie, there's your daddy leaving again.
Oh.
So it's not about the money, Mick. It's just about getting out of the house.
At least you leave and come back.
Bit of catch in the cradle vibe there from Mickey Barlow. No time to play catch.
There's a vibe this morning that when I do leave this morning, I think the longer I'm away, the better, is the vibe. Yeah.
And one day you'll just never return.
Never return. All right, Mick, thanks for that, mate. We'll catch you Monday night with Zave, 7 o'clock.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good morning.
Thanks, right. Mickey. Good luck today.
Mickey Barlow, superstar that he is. Hey, right now, 133.53. We're going to play Beat the Huddle. Ooh. Now, Katie, this is a head versus head to head.
Oh, God, we've said that. It's a Saturday morning. Let's just calm down. Yeah. What are you talking
Tommy's
about?
Tommy's lost it.
What's that?
Sleep deprived.
It's before 10.
Head to head.
Oh, God.
Quiz. Sure. So 133.53, and you can take on Ryan or Katie.
Yeah. Oh, go head to head. Yeah.
Go head to head.
Yeah.
Not
Head to head. Yeah. Now, Ryan's never lost, third person, has never lost a quiz and will not lose one for the entire year. I've been pretty adamant about that. Danny is awful and has lost every time.
Yeah,
now,
she's
I
terrible.
Feel that
I'm
Katie is probably more in that lane. So if you want to win, I'd probably choose Katie. If you want to challenge and you want to be embarrassed, pick me. It's up to you, really.
Be off to the Craigie Tavern, $150 to spend there. AFL season is here. There's only one way to catch all the action, cheering with your mates at the Craigie Tavern. Food, drinks, and HD screens for days. You're local away from home. 133353. Do you want to take on Katie or Embers? Katie or Ryan.
They definitely want to take on
head to head in Beat the Huddle. We'll do it next. Straight after Matchbox 20 here, 92.9 Triple M. Doing a very good job, I must say.
Thank you so much.
Started a bit slow.
Oh.
But as
I feel like I've been firing the whole time. To be honest.
Back. Coming up after this, I got some numbers on the number one draft pick. And a couple of ideas to throw at you of what West Coast should do with that if they finish bottom. But
these,
right now,
these will be terrible ideas, by the way, okay. Katie. Tommy just goes so deep on. I cannot wait to hear how bad they are.
All right, it's go time. Brilliant stuff.
Beat the Huddle.
Big moment.
All right, let's get stuck into this. Beat the Huddle. It's our quiz on a Saturday morning. You have to take our pick, Katie or Ryan.
Katie. If you want to win, you pick Katie.
Well, you know what? Nobody's taken you on yet.
Correct.
And I feel like you are so arrogant that this person will not be able to beat you. So, you know what? Let's go and pick Ryan and put him to shame.
Oh, you would say that because you don't want to get embarrassed.
Look at him. Look how lippy he is.
Let's find out. Cara from Wanneroo. Good morning, Cara.
Cara's too smart for that.
Hey, guys.
Hey, hello, Cara. Hey, girl power, Cara.
Are you going to take on Katie or Ryan?
I'm going to have to say Katie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
Cara.
Smart decision, Katie.
Cara, what about,
well done, Cara.
What about women? You know, we need to do this for women and put
men. Think about it this way. This way, one of the women will win, right? It's not.
That's true.
There you go.
Silver lining. So it's a best of five, quiz. Your name is your buzzer.
Yep.
Buzz in when you think you know the answer. Ryan will ask the questions and I will keep score over here and try and find a little bit of music.
Oh, God, these questions. I would have got all of these, right?
No doubt.
Let's go. It's Katie taking on Cara. Up for grabs, $150 at the Craigie Tavern, which is right near Cara in Wanneroo.
Perfect. Okay, ready to fire? Now, can we just clarify?
Mm-hmm.
If Cara doesn't win, she's not getting the prize.
Correct.
Good, because we gave it away for free a couple of weeks ago.
Danny's
too
this,
generous.
The soft kind of thing.
So you got to win it, Cara. You got to earn it.
Reward losers on this show.
Ready. Question one. Where was last night's clash between Carlton and Brisbane?
Katie.
You have to yell at life so quick.
And we need...
Marvel Stadium.
Oh. Did you look at your phone then?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
Trying to get the buzzer
to work. Are you all right, Tom? Do you need to find the buzzer?
He's trying to find the yes buzzer.
Jeez. All right.
Jeez.
Westo.
Here we go. Okay. Question number two. You ready, Cara?
Yeah. Go for it.
Okay. An AFL video game came out on Thursday. What is the game called?
Oh, Katie. AFL 23.
Oh, my God. How did you know that?
Yes. I read about that. Yeah. Cara, are you there?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
We get big moot.
Okay. All
okay,
right.
So score check. Katie for you. 2. Cara, 0. And Katie's about to jump through the roof of this studio.
Let's go.
You have to get this one right to keep going, Cara.
Cara, you've been listening this morning so far. Is this you've been listening all morning?
I have.
Okay, good. You might need that information any minute now. Rowan was in here earlier. He's here for a reason, wasn't he? In tonight's Freo game, money will be donated for every goal kicked to what foundation?
Katie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hold on. The question. Okay. All right. Go.
Starlight.
I'll have to accept that. Yeah. Oh my God, that was brutal.
Cara,
oh my God, Cara, that was an annihilation.
That's what you get for picking me and not going against Ryan.
But it would have been the same result, to be fair.
No way. Cara would have got you.
I would have got all three of those right.
Probably.
Sorry, Cara, have a great day out in Wanneroo. You can pop down to the Craigie Tavern anyway.
Yeah, pop down and maybe have just a beer to commiserate your own loss.
Pop down and pay for your beer.
Thanks, Cara. Appreciate you calling through. Hey, we'll play that next week, and it'd be great to tell Danny next week that Katie actually won one.
Wow, look at her.
Told ya.
She's really competitive.
I am so competitive.
This is good gear. Okay. I like this. Next up, the Eagles' number one draft pick. I've broken
which
down.
Which they haven't actually got yet.
What they
Tommy's
can do
already
with
trading it.
And I'm going to ask you guys what you think of my... brilliant ideas as Katie rips her jumper off.
Jesus.
Shows a bit of skin in the studio.
Woo!
Blink 182 are coming to Perth soon.
Oh, do you say Blink 182? So, fun fact, it's Blink 182.
Yeah, all right, mate. Thanks for that. What's Molly Meldrum over there? 92.9 Triple M, it's your weekend huddle with Ryan Daniels, Danny Shuey, and Tom Atkinson. And Katie filling in for Danny this morning. Good morning.
And Blink 182.
Hey, I was looking up the other day the current draft positions for the West Coast Eagles.
Right.
So, Katie, the Eagles are currently bottom, Ryan, which means they get pick number
one.
Correct. And just give me a 10-second thing on who Harley Reid is.
Dustin Martin meets Christian Petrarca.
Yeah. This could be a once-in-a-generational kind of player. And he is the person they're talking about will go with pick number one this year.
Right. Okay.
So, the Eagles currently have picks 1, 19, 32, 37, and 50. If they have pick one, they would take Harley Reid.
Right.
There was some talk this week that they should potentially trade that pick to get two picks inside the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a bit more digging. The only club they could do that with right now is the Giants, so pick 3 and 7.
Yeah.
So, would you trade Harley Reid for pick 3 and pick 7?
This is boring, but I'd need to know
who you're taking,
who else I'm taking, and who I really, really want. Now, I don't think at this stage there's any WA kids that are going to go at 3 and maybe not even at 7. So you're taking a pair of interstate kids, which is fine. They do that all the time. I think in this case, Harley Reid is that good that I would not do that. I think if you had pick 2, let's say they jump Hawthorn or North Melbourne or whoever and don't finish last and get the second pick, that I would trade. So I would do what they did last year, which is they split that into 2 picks, and then you end up with 2 really high-end players.
Can I ask a question? What's his position? Like, is
midfielder.
He... Yeah, midfielder, okay, but midfielder. A goal-kicking midfielder. Like, he play forward as well. Like, he's a star.
Go watch some of his YouTube highlights this weekend. Right. I'm sure you'll do that tonight.
Yep.
He's a gun. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because I feel like Eagles need a lot more than just one really good player.
So that's why you would trade it to get
a couple. That's the theory.
So they've also got pick 19, 32, 37, and 50, right? So here's the ultimate scenario for the Eagles, Ryan.
Okay. Shoot it,
and
Tommy.
For Katie.
Here we go. List manager, Tommy.
Pick 19, straight to Port Adelaide. Give us Georgiades.
Right. Even with an ACL, you're still doing it with the ACL.
Get something back, second round pick.
Okay.
Right? Forward, they need him. Long-term injury, they won't want him. Or give him pick 32, right? They trade 37 to Brisbane.
Right.
Devon Robertson. West Australian kid.
Sure.
Just can't get into the side. Averaging 25, 6, and 9 tackles in the VFL.
Okay.
Jeremy Sharp, pick 50 at the Gold Coast. West Australian kid.
So you're not getting any new kids in here, though. You're just getting guys who haven't quite been able to crack it at the level.
But you still have picks 3 and 7 if you trade that first pick. Okay. So you get 2 cracks inside the top 10.
Sure.
You get 3 players under 24 West Australians to help build your list and give you some more strength when you turn over some of the top end guys.
Okay.
So you end up with something like 3-7, Georgiades, Sharp, and Robertson.
Okay. I'll give you Rowan O'Brien's number. You can call him, the West Coast Eagles main man, and he can tell him that's
this is what
the
we're
answer.
Because by all reports, the draft isn't that deep this year.
It's not a super draft by any stretch. I think next year's is supposed to be the big, big draft. But I'm adamant. If you get Harley Reid, you get him. And you just get him. And you build
lock
around him and Ruben Jinby and the other guys. But I think you're right. If it's pick 2, then you do it.
Well, we need the younger players. I'm sorry. But Eagles are all old. And that is because that's why they're all getting injured.
Yes, that's right.
So inject some youth into
the team.
That's
all the analysis you need right there. That's right.
That is it.
They're old. They're injured.
Yep.
And they suck. Sorry.
All right, let's go. 133-53. Let's move on from the Eagles.
Sure.
Dockers tickets. You want to go tonight?
Yes.
133-53. Katie, you're the expert. Which number?
I reckon number 11.
She got to pick last time.
11. Yeah, because I'm a girl and I'm pretty.
133-53. If you want to go see the Dockers tonight, caller number 11. Next up, Rusty from Rusty's Garage, 92.9 Triple M.
Pedal to the metal.
And it's lights out and away we go!
This is Rusty's Motorsport Update.
Bendix Brakes, put your foot down with confidence.
Of course, our good mate Greg Rust from the Rusty's Garage podcast, which you can get for free on the listener app, is on the line. Hello, Rusty.
Hello, team. Top of the weekend for you.
Yeah, you too, Rusty. Great battle between the Supercars series leader, our man from WA, Brody Kostecki, and the champion, Shane Van Gisbergen in Perth. Everyone in motorsport land was talking about it, but did they really need to show a bad sportsmanship flag to our man Brody on his home turf?
This has been a topic of great debate among motor racing constituents and fans. If you pull all the palaver out of it and just focus on what was an epic battle, We were treated to some of the best action we've seen in some time. You know, two guys going at it that have got a bucket load of talent. Brody, as is his right, defended very hard. Shane, you know, eventually tried to find a way past. It was just so enjoyable to watch. Now, the whole bad sportsmanship thing that you raise, Brody's pretty miffed about that. He told me on the podcast during the week that he didn't feel that that was justified. The Erebus team also feel like a precedent has been set now around the adjudication of matters like this in the future. So it'll be very interesting to see what transpires here. But that aside, we did get to enjoy a superb piece of racing.
A quick turnaround for F1. They're in Miami this weekend. George Russell was fastest in practice one for Mercedes. Has Oscar Piastri bounced? He was quite sick in Azerbaijan.
Yeah, he was. A stomach bug, so much so that he couldn't actually do some of the post-Saturday press activity. So, but he fought back on Sunday. It was a very gritty drive. He just missed out on the points there on Sunday. And he's earned some great praise from the team boss, Zach Brown, today as well. Oscar also giving thanks to the medical team there at McLaren. So George Russell fastest in practice one, as you point out. And then Max Verstappen for Red Bull going quickest in session two.
And Scotty McLaughlin was brilliant at the IndyCar race in Alabama. And he's got a big month ahead of him now with the Indy 500 in a few weeks.
Yeah, he does. And doesn't it set him up superbly? So he's talked about that Alabama race being perhaps the most complete race of his IndyCar career. So perfect way to launch into the big month of May, you know, for Americans. The Indianapolis 500 is right up there with kind of the Monaco Grand Prix. It's a huge event, and he's in a great headspace heading into that. Very different race to what we saw at Alabama, knowing the track involved, but it's a huge thing for him, very much so.
All right, thanks, Rusty. We'll catch you next week. And Katie's done a great job filling in today for Danny. Thank you, Katie.
She's still bragging about saying Azerbaijan correctly.
Yes. Azerbaijan, I know. And I won the quiz of the huddle, beat the huddle.
That wasn't a win. That was an absolute annihilation.
And congratulations to Jocelyn, Rachel, Drew and Emma. You are all off to the footy tonight for the Starlight game.
Awesome.
And Emma is gifting her tickets to her partner, Anthony.
Good on you, Anthony.
Rhino, today though, straight after this, we've got the rub and then the footy, West Coast taking on Richmond. Are they any chance?
Look, it's been absolutely pouring down in Melbourne. I don't think they're a chance to necessarily win the game. It's going to be tough to win any from here, but they have to be better than last week. They cannot turn up and lose by 100 plus. Okay. They've been pumped for it all week. I'm sure they've been looking closely in the mirror and they would need to put in a far better performance. Richmond aren't exactly flying either, but it is their home ground and they've got a lot to prove too. So in for the Eagles, Dom Sheed comes back. That'll help a little bit in the middle. But Richmond get back Prestia and Graham, so they're probably, you know, outweigh the Sheed inclusion. I think the biggest thing is showing some integrity and not getting absolutely flogged.
All right. You can hear all that live right here on Triple M. Next up, though, the Saturday Rub with JB, Bernie, Vince, Purple and Bill across then. It's been a great Saturday morning, 92.9 Triple M.
That's it for this week's edition of 92.9 Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
These legends will be back next week for all things sport and a side of carry on.
But until then, remember to get the podcast from the Listener app.